Good morning. Welcome to the Builders Briefing for March 6th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. We've got a packed one today. Local voice AI running on MacBooks, some gnarly security stories, and the big AI labs publicly going at each other.
Yeah, and honestly, the lead story today kind of blew my mind. Let's get into it.
So a developer has gotten NVIDIA's PersomaPlex 7B model running natively on Apple Silicon through MLX. And it's doing full duplex speech-to-speech. That means the model is simultaneously listening and speaking in real time, on a MacBook, no cloud involved.
Okay, I need to unpack why this is such a big deal. Normally, if you're building a voice agent, you're stitching together like three or four services: speech recognition, an LLM, text-to-speech, plus WebSockets holding it all together. This collapses that entire stack into one local model.
Exactly. And because it's implemented in Swift using MLX's Metal backend, you can ship this in native macOS and iOS apps today. Zero API costs, zero latency penalties. For indie devs building voice-first products, the cost of experimentation just dropped to nothing.
That's interesting because if you're a company whose moat is, "We have a voice API," this is a serious threat signal. We're maybe 6 months from sophisticated voice agents running entirely on consumer hardware. Between this, local whisper variants and on-device TTS, the unbundling from cloud providers is happening way faster than anyone expected.
If you're building on Apple platforms, start prototyping with MLX now. That's where the puck is going. All right, in AI and models news, Unsloth now supports RL-based fine-tuning across all the major open models, including OpenAI's GPT-OS. A single consumer GPU can handle meaningful training runs now, which is huge if you've been blocked on fine-tuning by cost.
Right. And there was a really hot Hacker News discussion this week arguing that intelligence is becoming a commodity and that context is the real moat. As model capabilities converge, the defensible value is your proprietary data, your workflows, your user history.
I think that framing is exactly right. If you're building AI products, invest in your context pipeline, not endlessly agonizing over model selection. The models are all getting good enough. It's what you feed them that matters.
Totally agree. And it dovetails with the fine-tuning story, too. Unsloth, making it cheap to adapt models to your specific context, is part of the same trend.
Okay, developer tools. Two standouts this week. First, Google finally shipped an official CLI for Workspace, Drive, Docs, Sheets, the whole suite. You can now script Workspace operations directly instead of wrestling with OAuth flows and REST APIs.
Oh man, as someone who has spent way too many hours fighting the Google Docs API, this is genuinely exciting. Expect this to become the backbone of a ton of internal tooling and automation pipelines.
And then there's PDFoxide, a PDF library for Python and Rust, claiming 0.8-millisecond mean extraction time, 5x faster than industry leaders, with a 100% pass rate on nearly 4,000 test PDFs.
If you're building RAG pipelines or any document processing at scale, those speed gains compound fast. Definitely worth benchmarking against whatever you're using now. Link in the briefing for both of those.
Now let's talk security, because there are a couple of stories this week that should make everyone uncomfortable. Wikipedia went read only after multiple admin accounts were compromised simultaneously.
That's wild. And if you depend on Wikipedia's API for training data or knowledge bases, you're getting stale data right now. But the bigger lesson is that credential compromise at scale hits everyone downstream.
And here's the other one. Nornmap's February report showed Google Safe Browsing only flagged 16% of confirmed phishing sites. That means it missed 84%.
16%. If you're relying solely on the Safe Browsing API for URL safety in your app, you basically don't have phishing protection. You need to layer additional detection on top of that immediately.
And one more. There's a huge Hacker News debate, over 300 comments, about using AI to rewrite codebases to circumvent copyleft licenses. Someone can claim a clean room rewrite via an LLM and relicense your open source work. The legal landscape is completely unsettled.
That's a genuinely new threat vector for open source maintainers. and nobody has answers yet on where the legal lines are. Scary stuff.
Switching gears to the business side, Jensen Huang confirmed NVIDIA is pulling back from direct investments in frontier AI labs like OpenAI and Anthropic. Reasoning was vague.
And meanwhile, Anthropic CEO Dario Amane publicly called OpenAI's messaging around military partnerships, and I'm quoting here, straight up lies. The big AI players are publicly fracturing.
For builders, the takeaway is clear. Platform risk of betting on one lab is increasing. Build model agnostic where you can. The political noise shouldn't change your technical decisions, but keep an eye on which APIs might face regulatory scrutiny. Quick hits before we wrap up. Tom Fulp, the Newgrounds founder, is building a modern Flash successor. Almost 500 points on Hacker News with genuine excitement. If you're nostalgic for the creative web, this is one to watch.
Oh, I love that. Also, the NRC approved the first commercial nuclear reactor construction in 10 years, and the European Space Agency pulled off a world-first gigabit laser link between an aircraft and a geostationary satellite. Cool stuff happening outside the AI bubble, too.
All right, three things to act on this week. Number one, if you're building voice features, prototype with local inference on Apple Silicon. The PersonaPlex plus MLX combo means voice agents without API costs or latency.
Number two, PD FoxEye and the Google Workspace CLI both solve real pipeline problems today. Swap them in and reclaim engineering time.
And number three, the AI-assisted relicensing debate and the safe browsing failure rate are both signals that tooling you trust implicitly has new blind spots. Audit your assumptions.
Especially that safe browsing number, 16%. Go check what you're actually relying on.
That's the Builder's Briefing for March 6th. All the links are in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Go build something cool this week. Later, everyone.